This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, August 26, 2010. I'm Larissa Anderson, in for John Moe. A new non-lethal device is coming to an L.A. county jail.
This particular device uses microwave technology to, in effect, heat up the moisture underneath the layer of someone's skin. Basically, they feel like they're on fire.
Peter W. Singer from Brookings. More from him in a minute. The device is known as a pain ray, but the L.A. County Sheriff's Department is calling it something else.
We've christened it the assault intervention device.
That's Commander Robert Osborne, head of the Sheriff's Department's Technology Exploration Program. He's been blasted with this thing several times.
I remember the first time I was painted with the beam. I kind of went, yo, you know, that's hot, and moved out of the way. And then I looked at the spot on my arm where I felt the pain, and there was nothing there. And I literally could not believe it.
The device is about 7 feet tall and very precise, penetrates clothing. The beam of heat feels like it's about the size of a DVD. Osborne hopes it will help break up fights.
What the deputy that's working that housing area would be able to do is use this device to target the participants in the fight. And what we believe will happen is that the heating sensation is enough that it'll either cause them to move away from the beam, which stops the fight, or it'll at least distract them enough that the injury sustained during that assault will be diminished.
This pain ray, he says, is better than the alternative.
We can throw rubber ball grenades in there, and anyone who is around there, whether they're a participant or not, gets hit by these little rubber balls. We can hit people with batons, and we know that hurts people. The really neat thing with this technology is we can get that effect of lessening or stopping the assault without actually hurting somebody.
The technology used in this device was once deployed in Afghanistan and then withdrawn. Author and Brookings senior fellow Peter W. Singer explains.
The device itself, ironically enough, it had some overheating problems. Some of the test subjects had had what they thought might be longer-term harm. But the bigger push against it was the propaganda side of things. Essentially, they worried that by deploying a device that's called the pain ray, that they would be handing a propaganda coup to the other side.
Singer says the pain is supposed to go away once you're out of the beam's range.
Now, some people say that that burning sensation continues on, and it's a question of is it physical or is it sort of psychological? Like after someone's pinched, often you feel like you're still being pinched afterward.
Ultimately, Singer says the impact of this weapon has more to do with the people who use it than the device itself.
It is interesting that the military looked at this technology and at least so far has said, you know, it's just not for us, even though we paid for it. You know, there's some questions as to will those working in the jail be able to bring better skill sets to bear than the military did in this situation.
The trial program will start as soon as the device is installed. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Big news from Google. The company announced a new feature for Gmail, phone service. You can now make and receive calls from your Gmail account. Because when you need to make a phone call, why bother using a phone? And a fight over electronic cigarettes is heading to the federal appellate court next month. E-cigarettes are battery-powered and turn nicotine-laced liquid into vapor. The FDA wants to regulate these things as drug delivery devices that would require pre-market approval. E-cigarette companies say that would push their business underground. Producer Julia Barton is here. Hi, Julia.
Larissa, since 1982, a shortwave signal has been broadcasting out of Russia. The Soviet government wouldn't say why, and now the Russian government won't say either, though the signal is connected with the military. Suddenly this week, we hear this.
What's he saying?
It's a string of numbers in Russian, and then a nonsense word, and some more numbers, some names, and some more words that sound weirdly like they're real Russian words, but they're not. And then there's some Morse code later.
Anyone know what this is about?
Nope. Some people think the government is communicating with spies, or Russian scientists are using the signal to do research.
We have a longer clip of the mystery transmission on our website. Take a listen and tell us what you think. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at FutureTenseAPM. And for John Moe, I'm Larissa Anderson. This is Future Tense.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.